So the first thing we probably need to take care of is the nomination of an election of officers. Again, there's two, I guess, yeah, just two members that aren't here. John Southwick, who we thought was going to be here, and Scott Foster is having his wedding reception in St. George today, so he's not going to show. So with that, I think we open it up to all the board members as to people who you'd like to nominate or possible for a position of president. Any takers, volunteers?
You're going to get
no volunteers, but yeah, I feel like you're more qualified probably than anybody. Since you're
Larry, you have two volunteers. They're not here.
So, yeah.
They're not here.
They get it.
Well,
I like nominate Larry. So,
John and Scott both are pretty sharp cookies. I don't know that either one of them have enough history or involvement to really maybe be president. But my situation this year and going forward is going to be that I can continue to be involved, and that's the whole reason I decided to go ahead and stay on the board. But I think we're going to have to obviously make some changes in getting some committees operational and get more help out of all the members, which I think most of the membership is getting in that position of offering more help. And so
that'll lighten the load some.
Yeah. And just getting better organized. Last year was chaotic because we had one board and then a different board and a president and a different president and a new manager and new, you know, we turned the whole world upside down last year, but I think we've got things on track. But, any other nominations for president?
So what are you saying, though, that it probably wouldn't be a good thing for you right now, or?
I just don't want to be secretary.
Yeah. Neither do I.
actually, that's a position that I think we can, if no one else here really wants it, I think we can put that on.
Just for one more year.
Scott Foster would be my nomination for secretary. So, I guess the proper order is that I've been nominated as president. Those that are willing to vote or elect me as a president, everyone vote yes or no?
Okay. I'd say yes.
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 You got to say nay or nay.
You have to, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to watch, but yay.
I guess you've decided you got volunteered.
Yeah. Well, and I'm willing to continue in that capacity, but it's not. That's not the only leadership position in the officers or necessarily on the board or even in the membership. We're going to need help and direction from everybody.
But we do need a final word, and that's
and where I've been the contact with some of the government agencies and started some things with the county on taxes and BLM, and I feel comfortable go ahead and continue in that position, and we'll also rely on each of you as board members to head up different areas and committees, and we'll try to make assignments on, you know, there are a few areas that I would definitely like to kind of provide some leadership for, and the other areas we'll need people to take over and give me the input. Okay, Vice President, any nominations?
Right, man, hey, Dustin.
Any other? Dave, a lot of us don't know you very well. What's your time availability?
Well, this probably came at one of the busiest times, but I'm supposed to be retired. I just never pictured it quite like this. a friend, Leo Weber, which many of you probably know, asked if I would put my name on it. And I figured that not having recognition of the name, I probably wouldn't have a chance of getting on the board anyhow. Well, apparently by default, I'm on the board, so I have no experience participating on the board. Lots of experience on the ranch, mostly labor, between digging and roofing this place and several other things, but for the most part, I haven't got experience with the regulation of the ranch. So,
this
been here since 77, yeah.
This is a good chance, that's for sure.
77, cool.
Well, the I'm perfectly comfortable, and unless somebody else has a big desire to be the VP, we can call for a vote, and I would vote yay as Justin as vice president. Everyone else, yay or nay?
Yay, it's fine.
Okay. The office of the secretary. I would kind of have two nominations. Scott Foster, as I mentioned before, is a pretty computer savvy guy and very literate, could do a good job as a secretary. And I know Taylor has a good wife that can. He and I both have had that role a time or two before. And, I was just kind of teasing that. Secretary's kind of.
Wasn't a bit funny.
That's a job that is pretty important, but most people don't necessarily.
Well, I think it's more time-consuming.
Well, I honestly think that's
easy job.
Easy job? I don't. Honestly, I think that runs right around critical as the president. Yeah. I really do.
Oh, critical, yeah.
Because, you know, if we haven't got Sunday taking the notes and keeping up on it, then say, hey, okay, this is what you assigned to do. Have you?
Somebody
needs to follow up.
Right. Yep.
So Larry's not having to do the follow up. The secretary is one that, you know, helps follow up on those assignments.
A lot of phone calls. Yeah, Bob was our secretary last year. He's a very good secretary.
He's done a great job.
And with Linda being the business secretary and reservationist, there's a lot of coordination between those two.
Right.
I think you're kind of the hub. You're going to interact with the president, with the secretary, and with the treasurer, where you're doing the finances and the business side secretarial stuff. And so that's a big help. And that's the one reason before, when Barbara Budd was doing that role, she kind of really stepped in and covered our butts in a lot of ways.
Where's Scott making his home at?
Canal.
He's been looking at ERA, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been just kind of a personal assistant to his mom there at the real estate office.
Okay.
And he's wanting to get more involved out here and has talked to me about clearing off the spot up on his lot. And he'd go ahead and put in a little cabin or something. He's involved in one of the national wheelchair rugby teams. And I guess that's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
A big deal.
That's cool.
What lots is Scott's?
What's that?
What lots Scott have?
I think it's
1.
Well, I have 194.
190.
Yeah, up on the hill. Yeah. Out past. I forgot the name of the folks that now bought the little Forest Service type cabin up on the stilts.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, up on the hill. If you turn left and go back down that ridge. Okay, anybody else? Any other nomination for secretary? Okay, all
those not interested?
Nope, not interested.
those that can vote for Scott Foster as the secretary of the board.
Aye.
Have you kind of talked to Scott about it?
A little, but not really. He just had told me, hey, I'm willing to help out however I can.
So shall we put it unanimous upon acceptance?
Yeah.
He's not here. He hasn't got no right.
Right.
I mean, seriously, if you want to protect yourself, you come.
That's right.
Wedding or no wedding.
In Prince World, you do.
The last one is the treasurer. Be working with the finances and coordinating stuff with Linda.
Yeah, you'll be working a lot with me, so I'll be willing to.
So I guess we've got John Southwick, Tom Cox, Dave Seals, and Taylor Button left. Anybody really, really?
I'd be willing to, be my favorite man. I've got a degree in accounting.
I'll second the nomination.
A degree? Well, you can teach me some things. All right.
Computer-wise counting, no. The old-fashioned accounting, yes.
That's good.
Yeah. Super good. Well, I guess that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Well, I didn't know you were an accountant.
I didn't either.
It's too hard to work, though. Who is a full-time occupation.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's hard on your shoulders and back.
Okay, those that can vote for Taylor as the treasurer for this coming year, I'll say aye.
Aye.
Very good. Okay, that leaves all the work to be done by Don,
Dave, nice,
John.
Zach.
Now, as we go forward and over the next month or so talk about and organize different specific committees for different areas of the ranch, each one of us as board members will need to head up one of those committees, or at least be the contact. We can actually have a committee head that's not part of the board, but have one board member responsible or accountable for each area that we designate as a committee.
And these guys probably take two or three of those.
Certainly.
He's okay.
Dave, just what is your background? What's your career been in?
Telecommunications, so it's not related at all.
Yeah, but you mentioned roofing. Cabin number 2 has a bear spot on it. True. You know, I was thinking, and I'm not a board member, I just represent the members and pay the bills. But I was thinking, it'd be nice to have a board member over cabins.
Right.
And over the final say of a board member over management. Who would be the last one to talk to management? I mean, the first one to talk to management, you know, but last on the chain. And somebody over the ranching part of it. And the road maintenance.
There's a list somewhere we've had in the past,
and we need to review those and say these can be compiled together. This one can be eliminated. We need to add these two or three and get it. There's no reason to create a bunch of committees that don't do anything.
Right.
And we've been there. We've created all kinds of committees.
and
a lot of us have the opinion, I'd rather go do something personally myself than to go sit in a meeting and talk to 5 or 6 other people about doing something with 5 or 6 other people to try to go drum up some interest from 10 or 20 other people.
Right.
In the meantime, we could have it done.
Right.
Yeah. That's hard to even get a board to meet, let alone...
And when we have some members out there that keep demanding, I want this done, I want this done, I want this done, but they never show up to physically do it, it's pretty hard to go, you know, dig a trench over there when you're fighting fire over here.
Right.
And when they show and say, well, this trench still isn't dug, well,
here's a shovel.
When you show up to dig it, I'll go help you. I'll be glad to help, but I'm doing plenty of other things right now.